Hello, and welcome to the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast. I'm Michael Cavanaugh, and with me today is Tom Mullooly from Mullooly Asset Management in Manasquan, New Jersey. Tom, here we are in January 2012. Investors have come off of a crazy 2011. Where did all this volatility come from?
Well, we had a lot of news that drove the market in a lot of different directions up and down through the year. But rather than rehash the news, I want to walk our listeners through what normally happens in bear markets. And we are in a secular bear market and have been since March of 2000. Now we're going on 12 years. But in secular bear markets, what typically happens is we have way more volatility than we normally have in a bull market. In bull markets, the markets tend to steadily move upward. It almost looks like there's no progress at all. But in bear markets, we get just the opposite. We get much, much more volatility. And the crazy thing about bear markets is that even though there's a lot of destruction in bear markets, there's also periods where you can make a lot of money as well. The funny thing about bear markets is that they usually end right near the same point where they started. So to see 2011 finish right where we started the year 2011 is not really a big surprise. It's definitely a lot tougher to navigate through a choppy market, though, like we've had in 2011.
So what you're saying is that the day-to-day news may not actually matter all that much?
Well, it's certainly going to matter on a daily basis, but I don't think too many investors do really well in the markets when they're trying to react to news that happens during the trading day or even during a trading week. I think what's really important, especially in secular bear markets, is to know when the market's on offense, when we can run some offensive plays and hopefully make some money, and to step aside when the market is moving down, when the defense comes on the field. It's really hard to make money when the offense is off the field and the general trend of the market is down. It's better to just stay away, I think. So, yes, there is going to be some news that's going to swing the market on a daily or weekly basis, but longer term, I think we need to keep in mind that we're in an overall bear market, and that's not necessarily a time where we're going to lose money, but it may be a period where we don't get the growth that we're used to seeing when the market's going up.
So what can investors expect as we kick off in 2012?
Well, what we won't do is predict. And at the beginning of each year, you'll see people popping up on CNBC and Bloomberg and other news outlets trying to predict where the market's going to go. So we're not going to rely on PE ratios or fundamental projections from analysts or even projections from company management about where their earnings or where their stock price may be going. They're just guessing about the future. Some have a better idea than others. I think as investors, we really need to focus on what's happening right now in the market. So as a policy, we don't like to make blanket recommendations since not everyone is in the same investing situation. And let me also add, Mike, that if you're relying on a podcast for investment advice, you're making a huge mistake. We really urge our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before they make a decision to buy or sell any kind of investment. Now, if you don't have an investment advisor, you can feel free to get in touch with us at Mullooly Asset Management. We'd be happy to answer all of your burning questions about investing and any questions about specific investments whatsoever. You can reach us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's mullooly.net. Or you can call us. Our phone number here in New Jersey is area code 732-223-9000. I think in a word, as we head into 2012, we can expect more volatility. Certainly the news is going to swing the market around on a daily basis. The first day of the year, the market was up nearly 200 points. And next week in our podcast, we're going to talk about the Santa Claus rally and the January effect and a few other historical things that people tend to lean on, rightly or wrongly. But for now, fasten your seatbelts. I think there's more volatility to come. Thanks very much for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.